you're going to use that opportunity to go and indoctrinate these kids with your street ghetto philosophy. Certain point, if you raise your level of income to the status of a rock star, then then you got to keep coming up with ways to maintain that status. I'm not even saying eat meat, but at least put some cereal in the milk. Come on. That's like taking 666, the mark of the beast, and redefining it like Biggie tried to do and saying, no, it means this or that. No, 666 is 666. You can call it holy 666, but it's still the mark of the beast. Convenient, whether it's welcome or unwelcome. You, as preachers of the word, are to show people in what way their lives are wrong.
We welcome you now to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis.
Blessings to all. This is G. Craig Lewis here again with another True Church Perspective. And you can catch us here every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. You can catch us on your radio dial at Heaven 97 KHVN. That is 970 a.m. in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area. Or you can get us streaming live on the internet at true-church.org. It is a blessing and a privilege to come before you, and on behalf of EX Ministries, True Church Perspective, and the Arlington Bible Church, we just want to wish you a happy upcoming new year, the year 2010 up and coming. If the Lord says the same, we will be seeing a new year this coming week. So we just give glory and honor to God for having made it this far, and also for bringing us here so blessed and keeping us in his word. We just thank God for that. And for those of you that have attended our services at the Arlington Bible Church, we just wanted you to know, thank you for your support and your prayers. Those of you that have emailed that haven't been able to attend and emailed to say that you're praying for us, and those that sent donations to help us get started, I just want to give a special thanks to you for those gifts and donations and different things. So thank you so much, all of you that have been supportive of us. And you know, I just believe that 2010 is going to be a wonderful year for the body of Christ. But I do believe that it is going to be a separating year where we're going to be separated. The carnal Christians, the carnal believers, the people that just really want Jesus to be a pass so they can pretty much do what they want to do and feel like they can still make it into heaven, they're going to be separated from the true believers that are truly going to walk the walk and also exercise the spiritual authority in the earth. There is coming a division in the body of Christ this year. I believe it with all that is in me. I speak it even as a prophet of God, that there will be division made. There's going to be some lines drawn, and you're going to have to choose this year whose side you are really on. That means that some of you are going to have to become uncomfortable so that you can decide whose side you are on. Let me just put it blunt to you. All of the homosexual pastors, I'm telling you, in the very near future, their lifestyles are going to be checked by the public, because the homosexuals are tired of them preaching against homosexuality and not welcoming it into their ministries, and yet they're living that secret lifestyle. Those things are coming out in 2010, I promise you. God is going to allow these things to come to surface so that we will have to make real judgment calls on who it is we're going to follow, where it is we're going to have our membership, and who we're going to trust in this last hour. Because I'm telling you, the line is going to be drawn, and you're going to have to decide whose side are you going to be on. You know, that's all the mark of the beast is. People are waiting for a number. They're waiting for a chip. They're waiting for all these things, and they don't really understand. The mark of the beast just shows your allegiance to what is either right or what is wrong. If you accept the mark of the enemy or the devil's mark, or if you accept his agenda, which is his mark, then you've decided whose side you are on. So I'm telling you now, if you accept the agenda of the homosexual, if you accept the agenda of the lesbian, if you accept the agenda of the fornicator and the adulterer, if you accept the agendas of those that are against God, then you have decided, you have chosen a side. And though you would love to believe that there is enough grace to cover all that you are doing, I'm sorry to let you know that, yes, there is grace, but grace cannot be used as a pass for a sinful lifestyle. There has to be a coming to Jesus moment when you decide that God is more important than a sinful lifestyle. And that is what we have to get in our heads. I know people are just reaching for the radio right now to turn it off because you don't have to hear this. And I understand. You don't have to even entertain this kind of stuff. I understand. You can turn on another radio station. You can turn on another preacher and you can hear it exactly like you want it. You can hear it your way where, you know, favor ain't fair and God is going to give you whatever it is that you desire, no matter how you are treating God, no matter how you living, no matter how you treating people, no matter how you're behaving, it's all good. God got a blessing for you. You can go get that. You can listen to that. But the fact of the matter is the truth is in the Word of God and the Bible is true. And in 2010, we're going to begin to really see the dividing line drawn, and people are going to be put on Front Street and they're going to be required to speak up for what is right or take down and do what is wrong. I'm telling you, y'all, this is that year, 2010. We're about to see it all in action. So make sure you're geared up. Make sure you have the whole armor of God on. Make sure you're prepared for this battle, because I'm telling you, now lay me down to sleep is not going to work in 2010. I'm telling you, we're going to be tested. We're going to be tried. We're going to be prodded. We're going to be the enemy's going to come with everything because his time is winding up and we're about to see the return of Christ. And I'm so grateful that Jesus is coming back. But I got news for you. If you're not ready, you will miss him. But this new year can have so much in store for the true believer. You can truly be blessed and walking in the authority God has given you. And I'm telling you, the real authority, not financial authority, not the Maybach and the Bentley authority. I'm not talking about that foolishness that some men preach. They feel like because they have money, they have authority in the kingdom. It doesn't work like that. It may work like that in the government. It may work like that in the world. Money may give you power, but in the kingdom of God, power comes from God. Those that were the poorest in the Bible were the ones with the most spiritual anointing. So don't even try that. That does not transfer into the kingdom of God. Just because you don't have money does not mean you don't have power, because the Bible said that the rich man lifted up his eyes being in torment and saw the poor man sitting at the bosom of Abraham, and he was with God. So who has the power then? So let me tell you something, people. Just because you're having financial struggles, just because your money's not right, that has nothing to do with spiritually what the devil is doing to you. Most of the time, you just need a good job. Most of the time, you need a better education. Most of the time, there are decisions you could make financially to live beneath what you're able to make so that you can survive. So please, people, hear me. Now, I know sometimes the enemy may attack you financially because you made a bad decision, and we need the grace and mercy of God to get us out of those situations. But a lot of times we associate this money stuff with what the devil's doing, and the devil don't have nothing to do with it. But that's these lying preachers that's got to make you think that your money that you have is going to somehow, by giving it to them, somehow help you out and get you out of the emotional and mental conditions that you are in, when money doesn't have anything to do with that. But a lot of people, you know, when the new year comes, you know, they begin to make those resolutions. This is my year. I'm going to make it, and I'm going to get my pie in the sky, and I'm going to get me some cash this year. And they begin to do that when that is not really what you need to do at the beginning of a new year. And I have no problem with resolutions. I think resolutions are great. Resolutions are not oaths, okay? So don't think they're the same thing. You're not making an oath when you make a resolution. resolution. Webster's defines a resolution as a firm decision to do or not to do something. So it's basically what you need to do. You need to make resolutions every day, pretty much, especially if you're dealing with sin or struggling in sinful areas or with sin or lust or whatever it may be. You need to have a resolution every time you wake up. My resolution today is to not do nothing dumb. And that's what we need to do. A lot of times we need to use the first of the year to make resolutions, to go on fast and to really come out the gate for the year in a different way than the previous year. So there's nothing wrong with resolutions, but we don't want to be pimped out because of the New Year's services and different ones preaching. And you're going to see a lot of that. We see it every year, but you're going to see it more so as time draws nigh to the return of Christ, and preachers need more and more money to sustain their lavish lifestyles and their super kingdoms that they've built. You're going to hear a lot of stuff in this up and coming New Year's services. You're going to hear men telling you this is the year of destiny and this is your year of purpose and this is the year of taking back what the canker worm ate and what the locust ate and what the roach chewed. And you know, you just hear all of this stuff at the beginning of the year. This is your year to take it back and take, and it's always associated with money. Then they start all those cliches, you know, that especially since 2010, I'm sure somebody gonna kick it off with, this is the year of the 10th. This is the tithing year. Tithe, tithe. 10th is a tithe. This is the tithe year. And they gonna say, give me your money. And then in 2010, your husband gonna get out the pen. And they're gonna use that 10. They're gonna play with that 10 all day long, service after service, New Year's service after service. And people are gonna be so hyped. But then when all that hype dies down and all that money, because see, that's the thing about money hype. Money hype works while you're in the hype. But the minute you go back home and pick up your checkbook and balance it out, you'll see money hype didn't do nothing but take your cash, and now you're back where you were before church, less whatever it was that they conned you out of. And so that's the way money works, you know, that money hype. So we don't want to get hyped up at the beginning of the year with that foolishness, but we want to make sure that when we're making resolutions, the resolutions not just benefit us, but they benefit the kingdom of God. Come on, y'all. Christ said that if any man comes to me, he must first deny himself. Don't you understand that he's saying this is the key to get into the kingdom? He said that if you deny yourself or put yourself aside, he said that he would give you the things that you desire or the things that you need. But you have to first deny yourself. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these other things will be added to you, but you have to seek ye first. So what he's really saying is at the beginning of any year, not just this year, but the beginning of any year, you should be trying to die to yourself and seek the kingdom of God. Because when you seek your place in the kingdom, I guarantee you, your stuff is there. Your finances, your ability to use talent and to benefit the kingdom of God with your abilities and talents and different things, your ability to go out and work and prosper and all of those things, all of those keys are in the kingdom of God. But you have to first deny yourself so that you can be a part of the kingdom. So we need to look at this year from a different perspective, from a true church perspective. And let's look at this year for what it is. If we're expecting God to really do something for us, we need to do something for God. So let's just say some things to make this year turn out the way we want. Let's stand on some things. Let's make a resolution and let's make a firm decision to do things a certain way so that we can receive the blessings of God. So that this can be a blessed year for not only you and me, but for the kingdom of God as a whole. If we're not benefiting the kingdom of God, then we're only working for ourselves. And if we're only working for what we can get and we can accomplish, guess what? We failed the first rule in coming to Christ, which is to deny yourself. Listen, I got five things I'm going to share with you, and then I'm going to bring this broadcast to a close. But let this be the year that not only do you depend on God, but that he can depend on you. We trust God for so many things, especially when it comes to money and finances. But we trust God for our marriages. We trust God for our children's sake. And we trust God for the things that we need to survive in the earth. And that is a good thing. We need to acknowledge God in everything. But can God trust you? That is the number one question. The very thing that you're praying for, can God trust you with it? Do you really believe that God can trust you? Are you in a position to say, God, if you do this or that, you know I'm going to do this or that? Are you the type of person that God can put his trust in and know that when he blesses you, you're going to take care of his kingdom? You're going to do what you need to do and what needs to be done. You're going to do the right thing. If you're put in a situation where the wrong thing is profitable and the right thing will bring you nothing, will you do the right thing? And this is where many people are. Many people are in the position right now where they are being tested and tried and can't get out of that test because they can't pass that test because they keep doing the wrong thing. God is allowing the enemy to come in and test you in an area, and you keep doing the wrong thing, getting the wrong results, and then blaming God and feeling like God is not blessing you. Well, I got news for you. Not only should you depend on God this year, but get yourself in a position where God can depend on you. I promise. Once God can depend on you and trust you, he will bestow on you great anointings and power. He will give you the secret things of the kingdom, anoint you so you can be used by him once he can trust you with his people. So understand, this is what I'm saying. Don't just depend on God this year, but get yourself in a position where God can depend on you. Second thing, soul prosperity and peace of mind. Let this be a year that your soul prospers and you have peace of mind, not just income, but him coming in. And that is the key. We always relate prosperity with income financially, but no, we need soul prosperity, which means him coming in. In other words, him coming in and being Lord of your life. This is true prosperity and peace of mind. See, soul prosperity, when your soul matures, when you get into the word and understand the word of God and understand, not just understand, but begin to apply it and apply the word of God to your life. Now, I'm not talking about walking around and being a spooky person that's always spiritual. And every time somebody come up to you, you just got to speak spiritual. Hey, man, did you see the game yesterday? Oh, I don't watch the games because the devil is in the games. And oh, the devil is this and you know, you're just scared of everything. I'm not talking about that person. I'm talking about true soul prosperity where you mature in Christ so that the things you did last year that were against God, you're not doing those things this year. The things you did 10 years ago against God, you have matured from that and you are not on that page anymore. So even when you run into those old friends on Facebook, and I'm going to tell you, y'all, this Facebook getting a whole bunch of folks in trouble, but you running into old friends on Facebook and they hitting you up on Facebook and, hey doc, you want to make this run? Remember how we used to do 10 years ago? And then it's like you just metamorphosize. Your eyes get squinting. You're like, ooh, yeah, let's go back and do it. And that means you have not matured any after 10 years. No, I'm talking about true soul prosperity where the things you used to do don't even entertain you anymore. You don't entertain those thoughts in your mind. You have taken those thoughts captive and you've defeated that area in your life and your soul has truly prospered. The Bible says that he would that you would prosper financially and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So he's more concerned about you maturing as a believer than somebody just walking up and blessing you with some cash. This is the way you will have peace of mind. See, a lot of people don't preach soul prosperity because a lot of people preaching, their souls haven't prospered. They're not mature. They're still doing the junk they did 10 years ago. So they don't have a message for you on how your soul should prosper. But I'm telling you, we have to let this be a year of soul prosperity, not just financial income, but spiritually him coming in and anointing your life, becoming Lord of your life and leading and guiding you in all truth. The third thing, let this be a year of pleasing God for favor and favor actually being fair. Now, I know this is messing with folk because they love to say favor ain't fair, but I got news for you. That's not in the Bible. Somebody made that up because they wanted to be in sin and have God too. And when you give them money, they get rich. And now they can say favor ain't fair. Why? Because I know I ain't living right and I'm rich. See, favor ain't fair. That's where that junk came from. That came from some homosexual foolishness. But I got news for you. Favor is fair. How do you get the favor of God? By pleasing him. It's all the way through the word. Those that pleased him and did what he said and those that obeyed him, they were the ones that were favored. They were the ones that got the favor. They were favored because they were chosen. They were chosen because they would fulfill the call that was on their life. So how can we say favor is not fair and God is just? That makes no sense whatsoever. If you base it on luck and talent, yes, favor ain't fair. Yeah, it ain't fair if they got a Grammy Award or they got a movie or something and they looking at you, see, favor ain't fair. That don't have anything to do with spiritual favor of God, the true favor and anointing of God on a person. God judges men. He judges men's hearts and he gives to those that diligently seek him. He said he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So we know favor is fair when we're dealing with a God that is just. The fourth thing, 2010, let it be a year to seek him in his ways without gimmicks and cliches. Come on, y'all. He never was late in 2008. And then everything was fine in 2009. Now in 2010, we gonna win. Come on, y'all. Don't govern your life by that. Please don't. That stuff sounds cute when you're preaching, but you can't base a doctrine on that. You can't hang nothing on that. Those are cliches. And please don't use these gimmicks and people telling you this is the year of prosperity, so give all your money to the church. And you know, at the beginning of the year, what they coming after? The first fruits. It's time for the first fruits, to give the first fruit. Okay, take some oranges, take some pomegranates, and take a whole bunch of fruit and wheelbarrow that up in the church and give that to the preacher if he need the first fruits, because the first fruits of your income need to go to your bills, and you need to pay all your bills. And then after you pay your bills, then you take care of the other things. But please, because I know folks that give their first fruit, they give their rent check, they do that on Sunday, and then they call in the church on Monday then wanting some money for their rent. That is foolishness, y'all. Come on, don't go for that stuff. Don't let this be a year where you get caught up in all the TBN foolishness and all these old thieving preachers and stealing and money hungry folk that's flying around in jets and driving all these expensive Rolls Royces and junk and taking all your money. You've never had the breakthrough that they promised. You don't even have a husband or a wife or a family or children or nothing, and you've been following this foolishness all these years. Come on, let this be the year you wake up and say bye-bye gimmicks and cliches and foolishness. These same five preachers coming every 2 or 3 months and saying the same thing 10 different ways. Come on, y'all. It's time to mature and seek God and his ways and drop the gimmicks and the foolishness. And finally, let this be the year that you operate supernaturally to solve your natural issues. So to resolve your natural issues, you need to operate supernaturally. Now, what am I saying here? I'm saying that your natural issues, the things that are going on, even in your home, that sick child, that sin sick son, that wayward wife, that wayward husband, that thing that is just not right in your life, that is frustrating you, it's just always in your head, something that is always bothering you. It's like the devil has a foothold in your life and he keeps coming in and planting his feet right here, like this is my spot, that place right there. I'm telling you, this year you need to challenge God, and it needs to be a spiritual move, and you need to operate in that spiritually. So stop yelling at them. Stop fussing at them. Stop giving your opinion and voicing your opinion and stop fighting and doing all this foolishness in the natural. And let this be the year that you get close enough to God to where you can put a request before God and say, God, I need this situation resolved. I need my daughter and or my son healed. I need my wife or my husband to come to you. I need this situation fixed. I can't go on, God. I'm going after you I'm fasting, I'm praying, I'm seeking after you because I need a supernatural breakthrough, something that money's not going to bring you, something that money's not going to fix, something that a first fruit offering and an offering in the revival is. No. You need a supernatural move of God that will be manifested for your home, for your children, for your family. You need that. So we can rise above our circumstances by allowing supernatural intervention of God to handle our natural situation. So the thing you're going through, the thing you've been going through in your family, in your home, whatever it is, just know that God can supernaturally handle that situation. And though a lot of times when he handles it, it's not what we even asked him for, but God knows what's best for you. He knows what you need. He knows what's going to work best for this kingdom journey that you're on. He knows because he can see the future. Let's go to Ephesians 1 and 3, and then I'm going to bring this to a close. Ephesians 1 and 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." All spiritual blessings. So this is telling us right now, because we are in Christ, he's given us spiritual blessings in heavenly places. So understand, though your situation may be rocking your world right now, a spiritual supernatural breakthrough is on its way if you trust and believe God. Has nothing to do with money. Giving a gift ain't gonna unlock it. All that's a bunch of lying foolishness. You must get before God and believe God. Get before God, believe him that supernaturally his power can fix your situation and circumstance. Let 2010 be the year that you believe him for that, above and beyond what you've believed him for in the past. Believe that he can work that situation out for you as long as he's pleased with you. Let this be the year that you are supernaturally charged by God to handle your natural issues. Let this be the year that God makes a difference in you, and you make a difference in the kingdom of the true and living God. Let me pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, God, I give you glory and honor for who you are, what you've done, how you've been such a blessing throughout this year. Father God, 2009 had its ups and downs, but Father God, I believe that this was a year that was a blessing to the body of Christ for many. Father God, many received blessings, and many, Father God, grew stronger in you. And I believe 2010 is going to be the testing year. It's going to be where the metal, where the rubber hits meets the road. It's going to be the year where we put up or shut up. It's going to be the year where we stand up or sit down. There's not going to be a crouching over. There's not going to be a middle ground. There's not going to be a lukewarm place we can stand. But Father God, I do believe with the coming persecution of this world that we as believers are going to have to either stand tall or we're going to have to lay down, and we won't have a place to crouch down. Father God, I believe that you are going to separate those that are real from those that are fake. You're going to separate those that have your agenda from those that have their own agenda. I believe this is going to be that year, and I speak it as a prophet of the Most High God, that Father God, those that have set themselves up for evil will be taken down. Those that have set themselves up to stand as a lukewarm believer will be taken down. And Father, only those that will surrender to you and give themselves to this fight wholeheartedly will be lifted up by you. Father, I believe it, and I believe this is that year. And I pray for my brothers and sisters that are listening, that are tuned in, Father, that God, you will bring the fight up in them. Father God, you will raise them up for this battle, and you will prepare them for the things that are coming to our nation this year, in Jesus' name. And we'll be back next week with another True Church Perspective.
You've been listening to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis. Visit us at truth-church.org or at exministries.com. If you desire to support this ministry with your donations, please send them to P.O. Box 24870, Fort Worth, Texas 76124, or donate online at truth-church.org.